Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here, talking Shimano gear, talking bass fishing, yellowtail fishing, AFCO gear, a whole lot more. And boy, Benny brought a great prize, right, Ricky?
Oh, you're not kidding, man. How cool is this? One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new Terramar 80MH rod. That is my favorite Terramar that's ever been made. It's an awesome all-around rod. It's a, you know, as Benny was saying, it's a staple on all of these coastal charter trips. And yeah, so stoked to get to be a part of today's show, and so generous of Benny and Shimano for making that happen. Really cool prize.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report. Today, our catch report is sponsored by Gamakatsu. They're not just all about hooks. There is so much more, including the brand new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you've tried one, you'll be hooked and you'll want all of them. Their new tools are also very special, including those Gamakatsu braid scissors that feature a ceramic blade, so they'll never rust. See them at your local tackle store or check Gamakatsu.com. And we've got them. The private boater buddy, FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete, Benny. Great show, like always, man. I just love listening to you guys talking all this bass fishing stuff.
Thanks, Mark.
So we're going to do a slightly different report because of what you guys are talking about, this bass fishing. We'll fit right into it. But, you know, it's definitely winter. I'm here on my balcony, 42 degrees right now and foggy. You know, it's wintertime stuff. I'm a summertime guy, I gotta tell you. But it is flat calm, so if you're planning on heading out, you know, it's pretty nice conditions in terms of the water right now. But that water's chilly, man. It's down in the 50s. You know, it's stable, though, and it's clean. So those are important things. But for some reason, even with these nicer conditions, just like you guys were talking, that daytime bass fishing, it's really tough. It's just really tough just about everywhere, local and at the islands. But for you guys that are more adventurous, you more hardy, savvy anglers, there's a whole other aspect of bass fishing that is largely ignored nowadays. It used to be super popular, but you just don't hear much about it anymore, and that's fishing nighttime bass on live squid, of which over the years I've done plenty. Now, my first hint of that fishery, because it wasn't talked about much, but my first hint came from running into a guy that I fished with, and they had just come in from fishing. This was many years ago, and they had two big barrels of calico bass iced down on the back deck of the boat that I'm guessing were probably going to the market, but don't know that for sure. But Duke didn't want to talk about it much, but, you know, I did fish with him. He's kind of a good friend, and I finally got the story twisted out of him about fishing nighttime bass anchored up on deep structure on live squid and a redhead. So once I got the story out of him and got it all figured out, I got to tell you, we caught a lot of big bass during the night, and most of it was at this time of year, all through the winter when the bass fishing daytime, you know, you fish some of the spots that at Catalina at this time of year, and, you know, you can't hardly buy a six-incher, and yet that same spot at night with live squid, it's a whole different thing. It's like 3 to 5 pounders. Game on. So the basic clue is to figure out where you want to fish, and I've caught them front side and back side, not a whole lot of difference between the two. Got to have some current. You want to get anchored up 12 to 20 fathoms. This is not fishing the kelp line. This is fishing a deeper structure. Start a chum line of squid, chopping and chumming. Keep it going over the side. Get everybody fired up just like happens during the daytime. And then you're fishing a squid on a like 3/4 to 1 ounce lead head. And most of my time was spent fishing it at Catalina, fishing spots like Eagle Reef and Johnson's Rock on the front sides there, and then Pedestal Rock. Sentinel Rock, Suicide Rock on the backside. Those were all good nighttime spots. And, you know, it's not for everybody, and I got to tell you, it's a little chilly sometimes. I mean, we were fishing Eagle Reef one time, and it felt like we were knocking the ice off the guide's rod. It was freezing, but those bass were biting. And along with the bass, you do hook some really big sea bass at night, especially around the back there. So you want to be fishing heavy gear for sure. But, you know, the way conditions are this year, I mean, there is squid everywhere, scattered all up and down the coast, squid at all the islands. It bodes really well for the season, and there's not a lot of game fish on it yet that we know of, but, you know, it's early. And we'll be seeing what happens there. And as far as the rest of the report, there's just not a heck of a lot to report. Got virtually nothing from the guys that I normally talk to. Just not that many people fishing. And that time of year, time to start planning for Christmas and the next season, which is coming up soon.
Man, what a great way to fill in slow reports, though, Mark. That was some awesome tip. And a good way if a guy wants to really try to single out a trophy. Put on an extra AFCO bib and jacket and get to work, man. What a cool one. I dig it, Mark. I thought that was a great one.
You know, it's something that you just don't hear of anymore. I mean, there used to be, I don't know if you remember, John Dipley, he was a special kind of party boat captain, and he ran, I believe it was the Freedom, and they ran trips to the west end of Clemente. They'd fish nighttime bass, and then when it'd get daylight, they'd go out and fish cods and come home early to get ready to go again. And, man, they murdered the calico bass. And yet, daytime, you set up on those same spots, you can't hardly catch anything. So it's just a different deal. The old, I don't know if you remember, Ricky, but a green bomber, a little green leadhead with little green filaments coming out of it. That was the leadhead of choice back in the day, a green bomber and a live squid, man. That was money.
I think that's before me. I don't know the green bomber.
Oh, yeah.
I know it now.
I know it.
Benny
knows it. I know it very, very well. And also Papa Ted's little pounded out sinker that he painted it, you know, green and yellow and a big Siwash hook on it, and you just put a gob of squid on it and fish that front end from White Rock to, you know, Gold Bluff on all the structure spots for bass and yellows. Phenomenal.
Crazy.
This reminds me of like Chris Berrick and Jimmy Edward, you know, like the, that was their
old school stuff.
Hardcore,
yep.
Nighttime, fish the structure.
Jig and pig at night.
Those guys crushed them, and I don't think anybody has done that since then.
Yeah.
And they caught a lot of big ones. Like, But it takes a level of being hardcore. You gotta earn, those ones are all earned.
Chris and invited me several times on that nighttime bass thing. I was like, pass. Sounds like really a lot of fun, Chris, but I'm going to pass.
It's very cool when you're scrolling through pictures of sevens and eights and nines.
Giants.
But you got to,
pay the price.
Those were all earned, that's for sure.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys always have the current information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in the corner of both Chica and Edinger. And the phone number at store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm with you, Pete. I'm not too much into that nighttime stuff anymore. I like my warm couch nowadays.
Yeah. What's Grossbeck's line?
Nighttime's for vampires.
Nighttime's for sleeping.
Nighttime's for sleeping, and fishing nighttime is for vampires.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Great report, Mark. Always appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, bro.
Right.
We're waiting for Marcos from C4th, we got a great text come through from Rory that says, Benny, what does your new Caymus skiff have in terms of fish storage, and what's the process if we went together and we were able to snag a yellowtail or two? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Storage-wise, it's great. I mean, frigid, rigid cooler for drinks. It's got a front storage for sandwiches. I usually put a blue block in there to keep nice and cold. It holds 14 rods in the rod locker, 7 and 7 port and starboard. It's got 3, 6, 9, like 15, 3,700 Plano boxes.
Wow.
It's got a hook rack inside the console. You can hang your jackets or bibs or whatever. It's got a jump seat in the back. It's got a captain seat in the front. And as far as yellowtail, I come prepared for it. I'll bring extra ice, a kill bag, and I will bleed it. I will ikajime it, and then I'll throw it on ice, and I'll cut it like the best of them. You know, everything from the collars to bellies to loins for
nice.
You.
That's badass, yep. Manny. That's
so
nice.
I really take
so
care of it.
So you put it in a white bag?
I put it ice. In, yes, yeah. With ice, yeah.
Now, on the Caymus, for somebody that may be interested in buying that boat from West Coast mm-hmm. Marine, is there actual fish storage on that boat?
There is a fish hold, yes.
There is, yeah.
But I opt to use it for tackle.
Yeah.
So that's why I bring the bag. And the bag,
bag is so great because you can clean it out.
Exactly.
And get it, yeah, and it's,
yeah.
You know, get it out
right.
of the way. It's,
oh, absolutely.
Bags are the way to go.
And you can probably hold like six yellows in, you know, 6 20-pound. That's 120
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't need any more than that.
No.
That
yeah.
fish hold, I'm sure, is insulated and big, all those things. But, man, how nice is it to just take your fish hold off of the boat oh, yeah. and spray it out with a garden hose and not worry about everything else that
the
comes
best.
With it?
Yeah, the best.
Sure.
That's
well,
cool.
Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Alex? Alex is calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hey, Alex, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is really about surface siren for calicos and positioning. Are you trying to position yourself and kind of cast alongside the kelp, or do you want to face the kelp and cast towards, like, the edge of the kelp?
I like to cover as much area as I can on the leading edges of kelp. So if you ever look, like, I don't know, if you use Google Earth and you see how kelp lines are set up, you know, it looks like it comes out, it goes in. That's a good ambush point for fish. Also, if you have a mapping on your multifunction device or your fish finder, look at your underwater topography. If it comes out, then goes in like a elongated point, that's another area. But I try to make a long cast and try to cover as much area. I don't feel you get as much coverage if you're going at the kelp, unless you're about 20, 30, 40 yards away. But I think the longer that jig's in the water, you're able to get the little ones to come up and the big ones push the little guys out to try to eat it. You're going to get multiple bites, and then, you know, fishing the outer edge, you might get a yellow or anything else like that.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Steve in Fallbrook writes, good morning, guys. Benny, what are your opinions on the current bass length and bag limit? What's your takeaway from the 12 to the 14-inch bump? Do you feel that current management is appropriate?
Good question.
I like that. I mean, 14, I wish they made a slot, maybe 14 to 17 or
yeah.
14 to 18. I think the 14-inch is great. I could tell you one thing.
Has it improved your bass fishing?
Oh, my gosh. Catching, summertime, you're catching a ton of 13 and 7/8 bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a nice fish.
Oh, it's fun.
Nice fish, but
yeah.
you let them go. And
a lot of my clients catch and release anyways, and they want to keep a couple of legals. That's fine. But, you know, again, you catch like 100-plus in the summer of 13-plus-inch fish. I like it. I like the fact that you see the growth. You see the numbers. In the summer during spawn. In Catalina, you see a cloud of like 12 to 14-inch fish just balled up behind the boat, you know. But I like the bag limits. I think a lot of even the party boats do a really good job of maintaining that. They don't catch and kill always.
And bass release so well.
Yeah, they do. They're pretty hardy.
They're tough.
Pretty hardy. Yeah.
Definitely.
You talk about the sport boats being not necessarily all catch and kill. I always love anytime we get the opportunity to give an attaboy to the boys over at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing
100%.
For that release jackpot that they have. I think it's a monthly thing, and the biggest fish of the month wins some rad prize, but it has to be released. I just think those guys do such a rad job up there and on a cool bass fishery to do it, too.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Well, a good question, though. Thanks for asking. I'm all for that 14-inch bass limit, but I agree with Benny that it would be nice to have a slot where you let those big ones go.
I agree.
Yeah.
All good. Hey, let's continue on with our catch report. Speaking of great fishing, and head on down to Seaforth, talk to Marcos. Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, kind of the same report I gave last week here. Pretty good fishing all around there. The half-day trip, the new Seaforth. During the week, they've switched to that 8:30 departure, so we're doing that 8:30 to 2 trip, a nice mid-morning trip, so we don't have to get up early. Still very good bottom fishing on there.
Still doing half-day trips to call net.
Half-day trips to call net, correct. San Diego, still fishing for that yellowtail. A little tough for the last couple trips. They had one yesterday, three on Wednesday, but earlier in the week they had 14 one day. They had 17 the other day. So overall, 18 on one of those trips. Great fishing on the San Diego there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. And as far as schedule goes, we're definitely one of the slower parts of the season, but all the trips are doing well there. Full schedule online there, half days. Like I said, 8:30 departures are in the week, still 6 and 12:30 departures on the weekend. San Diego running those 7 to 4 trips. Still pretty good fishing, some nice weather out there. And so definitely, you know, like I said, check the website, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And then check out, like I said, we've talked about before, the tribute scrimmage running some of those call net trips down the coast there. Those are also online. So I wish I had a little more detailed report for you, but at least what we have is some great fishing right now.
I was going to say, I'll say that was some very impressive scores seeing, yeah, exactly, for the month and the time that we're in. We'll take that just fine, Marcos. Great fishing over at Seaforth. One more time, shoot us the number if somebody wants to come and join you.
619-224-3383. We're happy to help you out, get you on trip, and get you out there fishing.
Yeah. Matt Brawla and Ryan Bossian on the San Diego catching those yellows midwinter.
Big,
so
big
grade yellows. That's like, what an opportunity.
And it looked like, you know, I mean, I don't know, but it looked like most of them were fly line fish and surface iron fish and sunny, warm, big yellows. Yeah. Like, just that's
flat
so
calm,
cool.
Like a beat today.
What a rad trip that is.
Yeah. Thanks, Marcos. Nice to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Hey, that's going to wrap up our Catch Sport today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I want to mention tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, I'll be stepping out, but Rick, Corey, and Brandon will be triple co-hosting tomorrow.
The whole squad.
You don't need a guest when those guys are all in here, because there'll be plenty to talk about.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
That's going to be cool. I'm sure they'll talk about bass. They'll probably talk about surface iron. They'll talk about tuna fishing. What else do you think?
Get Brandon and Corey wound up.
Oh boy.
And just watch to see what happens.
A little freshwater fishing, maybe.
Anything. Yeah, you name it. I mean, I know those guys are very comfortable on every subject that exists in the world of fishing. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow.
That's going to be 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, no plans. Just your phone calls and your texts are going to dictate how the show goes. You know, whatever it is that you want to talk about, offshore, inshore, like you said, freshwater, those guys are wild. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's just like open phones, open texts, and three great guys in here to talk fishing with you.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
7 to 9 tomorrow morning right here on Let's Talk Hookup. You don't want to miss it. Be sure to tune in on the app.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup here, including a great text. This one is from Fountain Valley in Bryan. It says, Benny, if you could only fish one size plastics for calico bass at the islands, what would it be? Size, color, style. That's from Bryan in Fountain Valley.
A 5-inch MC, just a standard body in golden brown bait, orange belly, or red belly with a 1-ounce war bait Slayer head to match.
Just classic.
Just standard. Yeah, because you can fish the boilers, you can fish kelp edges, you can sink it, you can wind it fast. Very, very versatile. And I would definitely fish it on that Terramar 80MH with a Tranks 300.
That thing, get bite on the sink, get bite on the line, slow hop it, speed it back to the boat, whatever.
Very versatile.
Yeah,
very, very versatile. You'll probably get a few bites.
I like it. I like it. Man, that makes me want to go.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back on the phones.
How about this time we talk to Ed? Ed's calling us from University City this morning. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Ed.
Ed.
Yeah, I got a question. I've been trying to find some kind of a local cookbook, you know, so I can give for, you know, holidays and that. And I was wondering if you guys could help me out on, do you know where I could pick something up that would mainly deal with the local fish?
You know, I don't. I would maybe.
I don't have.
Maybe check Point Loma Seafood.
Yeah, they
might
have
those guys have some cool, you know, that like back wall where they've got all that stuff. You might find something in that zone there. But I don't. I'm scratching my head on that
either.
One. I wish I did, buddy.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, great text here, and this is so appropriate based because of what happened yesterday, and it's from Manny in San Diego. He says, "How do you adjust for fog and marine layer this time of the year?
Dude.
Fog was so thick here yesterday, and where you were too, right?
Yeah, it was really, really thick.
Chainsaw to cut through this fog yesterday.
How do you adjust with the fog? Well, number one, you have to be safe, number one. So I would just follow all the rules and regulations of navigation in the fog. Make sure you have a horn. Make sure you have radar.
Make sure you go out to breakfast and wait for it to burn off.
Yeah, and if you don't have any of those things, then I would definitely stay on the beach until either it clears or maybe do something else for the day. But, you know,
and very important, slow down.
Dude, definitely.
Don't go fast.
Definitely.
In the fog.
So right.
Even with radar, even, you know, you just that don't be stupid.
Safety first. Safety number one. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Hope that helps you out.
All right. Hey, another great text. Says, "Hey, hope all is well, fellas. I'm taking my 10-year-old son to Cedros in July. I'm looking for the perfect rod and reel combination for him. What do you guys recommend? He wants to cast a little bit." That's all from Joey, looks like in the Los Angeles area.
Tranks 300A, Terramar 80MH,
yeah, totally.
65 Power Pro. And, you know, he could probably get away with throwing a small surface iron like a, I don't know, kicker 15 or something smaller, Taddy C size, so he'd have to throw the full size. But even a jerk bait for yellows, you know, a 140 size sniper, a current sniper, you know, something small where he can cast, and he can get his cast on swim bait, you know, and still hook yellows and still catch bass.
This is Joe. He said his son is Malachi, and I believe that's the guy that is going to get to go to Cedros for the deal that Reggie put together when we had Rose and Jeff on. That's going to go down for his first trip to Cedros. So I think it'll be his first time going down there.
Yeah.
Malachi, you're going to love it. That's a very, very special place to get to go fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Take your Tranks and Terramar down.
I would say just get some practice in casting, whether, you know, at a pond or the beach or something, and just get your cast on.
I think you need two rods and reels that you need to have if he's going. And Benny said it best. Like, you for sure could cast a smaller, you know, like the Two Fish Jigs Mini or, a smaller surface iron. You could for sure fish that. But with as crazy as the fishing is down there and how much I'm sure he loves yellowtail fishing, you need a good surface iron casting outfit and then also a good bass fishing outfit.
Yep.
And those are the two must-haves. Can you do them both with one? I'm sure kind of, but not really. On a trip like this, you need a dedicated surface iron outfit and a dedicated bass.
What I do with kids that young, I have a Tranks 400 HG that's rigged on an 8.5-foot rod, and you could pick your choice. And it's 65. It's big enough to handle up to 30-plus-pound yellows and tuna. And I have kids and people that aren't adept at throwing a Tranks 500, and they're throwing full-size surface irons, and it's dedicated for that surface iron fishing. It's just a smaller version, easier for them to manage. And then you have the Tranks 300 for your bass and everything else.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the text. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Robert? He's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Hey, Robert, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Great show, guys, as always. I have a couple of grandsons. I was wondering about this Coastal Charters. What it cost? How many people you take? Could you go over a trip with you?
Yeah, I can take up to, if it's two young kids and two adults, I can do that. Or if it's one adult and two kids, I can do that. You can refer to my website at fishcoastalcharters.com, or you can call me directly at 310-779-0397. And we can talk about what your goal is with the kids. I mean, other than catching, if you want them to learn, you want to, whatever it may be. The boat's big enough. I have vests that fit the kids. That's a must.
That's a good call.
Before they get on the boat, they have to wear a vest to get on the
boat. By law.
16 and under, and I've had to turn away one adult and one child because the little boy did not want to wear it.
Really?
Just did not. So that's just, to me, safety's huge, just gigantic, especially with kids on the boat.
But the vests are comfortable. You have the modern style vests.
Oh, they're the Mustang AFCO. Oh. They look good. Yes. They won't even know they're there.
Yeah.
There's no yellow tag to pull. They hit the water, it blows up, and their head's out of the water. But with that said, you know, I take my two grandsons out every summer. We have a blast. We go out fishing. I say maybe book a half day. It's like four and a half hours. And if they want to stay longer, we could stay longer. You know, some kids are good. Some kids, you know, if it's not really biting, but I'd say look at, like, July and August as your dates to if you want to get them out, because they'll do a lot of catching, because that's the goal, is to keep them busy catching and bring lots of snacks.
Yeah,
that's huge.
That's a dope there.
Yeah, and Robert, I know you said you want a trip on the horizon when Bill Wilkerson was on, and you haven't received it yet. And I just want to say about prizes, you know, sometimes we fulfill the prizes. Sometimes it's up to the individual that supplied the prizes to fulfill it. And we do the best we can to follow up, and we're certainly happy to follow up. But let me give you Bill Wilkerson phone number, Robert, to have you call him directly and try and claim your prize, because I know it's been a while and you should get it. So Bill's number is 619-985-5179. 619-985-5179. Just give Bill a call. He's a great guy.
Totally.
And just tell him you won that trip on the horizon, and he'll take care of it.
He'll make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, in the meantime, I had another great text come through. It says, "Good morning, Captain Benny, Rick, and Pete. What a great show. Having so much fun. I fished on a Let's Talk hookup trip that Captain Benny was the host. He was a fantastic host. My question is, what is your process for deciding where you go fish? Earlier in the show, you talked about sometimes your guests leave it up to you. With your go-fast boat and how central you seem to be, the options seem endless. Thanks for that, John in Huntington Beach."
Yeah, John, thanks. God, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, what determines is what's going on. You know, I've been known to go from Newport to Santa Monica in a day. Chasing my tail. I should have zigged when I should have zagged. But I try to, and depending on the trip, if it's a half-day trip, boy, I try to just minimize any running around and get right to the spot and go catching. But it all depends what's going on. You know, this time of year, man, I don't travel too far. I try to find structure, and I try to just try to eliminate water as fast as I can. Summertime, it's pretty easy. They kind of bite everywhere. Sometimes you're in one spot pretty much all day or one area. It can get redundant, but, you know, you're catching. That's what it depends on. It really depends on time of year, what's going on, and what's best for you.
There you go. Call up Benny.
Yeah.
Go out fishing.
No doubt about that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more coming your way, including more of your phone calls and more great info like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, the show is just flying by.
Yeah.
But so much fun and still plenty of time to get you through. We've got a half hour of nothing but your phone calls, your text messages. If you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Or keep the text rolling through on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Not only your chance to talk to Benny Florentino, but also a chance to win a brand new Terramar 80MH rod.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live. It's because Benny's so good looking.
Yeah.
That's why. But anyway, of course, you can hear us on the Let's Talk Hookup app or hear archives of this show. If you missed part of it, just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and listen to the replay.
Yeah. You know, we were actually listening to Danny Wade last week on our way to Clemente on the West End.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's why we got to catch most of the show.
Listening on the app?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
It's great.
Yeah, for sure. It's super. And I have a great text here. We have a special caller on the line before I read that text, right?
Yeah, we got Matt of Salty Crew. I almost slipped up there. Who knows Benny pretty well, I'd say. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Benny's son.
Yep, Matt Florentino. Yeah. Good morning, Matt.
Morning. Hey, so, I knew my dad was on the show today. So, making my coffee. I'm actually making some jigs. So probably not catching fish, but it's been really slow for me at night, kind of like you guys I'm talking about. But Mark's call kind of got me, he hit two things probably that I love, especially with bass fishing. Nighttime fishing, that's my gig. But number two, like the old school bomber, those bucktails, kind of all that. My dad's been doing this for a long time. And I always I'm a big, and I'd say a student of the game, so to speak. But what are some of those old school baits? There's those bucktails, there's, obviously the scampies, you name it. Something, from the sport boat days or the early early skiff days. Kind of what are some baits that he may have fished, done really well with? We may not be fishing anymore, but, may come into play. And things kind of reintroduce themselves. But
that's a great question, and I'm sure if we dig into my garage in a couple of weeks, we can find some buried treasure. But I tell you, one is the bucktail. I think that bucktail, the bombers, guys are making their own, were pretty good. Also, the lobster imitations with a big, old bullethead used to be pretty good. The guys that were real savvy about fishing nighttime were fishing the small lobster baits. You know, like Turner and those guys, they used to make their own little lobster baits and fish structure at night in the wintertime, or even at Clemente in the boilers, because they, you know, the lobster is so prevalent this time of year. That guys, you know, nowadays everything's fast. Everything's, you know, chuck and wind, you know, fast, 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 cover, cover, cover. I think they just need to slow down more. You know, that's why I like, as you know, I like fishing the swim jig a lot, because I can slow down, cover a lot of area, cover every part of the water column. But, man, there's so many back in the day, you know, pig and jig, a lot of that good stuff that was back in the day.
I remember my dad used to love fishing those Mogambo grubs,
yeah,
you know, like the double XL big grubs. Mm-hmm. Like, that was always his game, like a fall lure that was big and slow.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that, you know, back in the day, they didn't have much. You know, they thought of, you know, big shrimp and lobster and crab. And, you know, summertime, it was about things that looked natural, like mackerel, sardine, anchovy. So you saw that kind of go from season to season. So, but they're pretty, ingenious when it came to that, because they didn't have the resources as everybody has now. I mean, everybody's a bait maker now. You can go and make your own bait and, you know, kind of pick and choose from every different bait maker out there.
Yeah, we're looking at you here on the Bill Barney calendar, December cover boy, with that great swimmer jig there. That's a nice Cabrillo.
I was going to say, there were two things that I wanted to say before we ended the call, Matt. One, I want to get some Baja stories out of the two of both of you guys, because I know that that's a passion list, and both of you is fishing those Cabrillas. And the second is, Matt is the epitome of, there is no excuse for saying you don't have time to go fishing. And I just think it's so rad. And being a new dad, like, I get saying it, like, man, it's tough, there's no time. And I know Matt will take care of the family to the T, and then when everybody goes to bed, then he gets his gear on
at night.
And he'll paddle out all night long and go fishing. And
yeah,
I think
kayak,
you are such
right?
a badass for that, dude. That's really,
sure.
really cool.
So I appreciate it, Ricky. Yeah, I mean, you know, man, like, you know, full-time work and then two boys, it's full speed. And, you know, I'm in our group text chat, you know, with our crew, and I get the reports. My dad's out there 3-4 times a week.
Yeah,
Randy, the guy. Guys, you know, the Matros, I live vicariously through their Clemente trips, but also I love just, you know, adding some juice to the mix when I'm just lurking around at night, you know, on some sneaky spots
just
in the backyard.
That's
but,
awesome.
Yeah, man, I get a kick out of that. And then, yeah, Baja, dude. So that photo, I think that was almost, I think about a year ago? Exactly. No, it was January last year. We like going in the wintertime, you know, kind of when things slow down here. You could run down Sierra Cortez, you know, even Pacific Side, really, and find some good fishing. And the weather's actually decent. But, dude, that was – I had samples of that swimmer that I had, and I was fishing it a bunch. And then I made a bomber run. My buddies, Randy and Skylar from Kicker, I think they did like a 17-day stint of just basically they started living in Mexico.
That's
so I was like, all right,
yeah.
I can't,
exactly.
You know, exactly. You know, I can't do that, but, hey, I got a 4-day window. For air quotes photo shoot. So I ran down with my buddy Vin, and then we had a, you know, there's always wind down there, but we had a window to run down to the island, Isla La Guardia, on that northern tip. And they had it wired because they'd been fishing it. We had an area they called Golden Road. I think we got four Goldens out of there. I got
Cabrilla.
Was it 22, silver 20, and a multiple 15, 18. You know, I
those
think they had 90.
So
some
hard, right?
If you like the bass.
Oh, they're so violent.
Yeah, if you like the
bass. They're so violent.
Steroids.
Yeah.
Oh. And that Apco swimmer, like man, that thing catches yellows, it catches bass, it catches everything.
But it's made.
Oh, yeah.
As if it was made, though, for that Cabrilla fishing. Fast, shallow, stays up high. You can burn it through them, and it stays in the water real good.
Great components.
God.
Yeah,
with.
When Robbie designed that, that was the goal. Like, hey, you know, it's very reminiscent of a wax wing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have any of the fail points of a wax wing. No, you know, no wings to break and what have you. And it's just built burly, big, heavy. You could check it with a service iron setup or a smaller bass setup. But especially down there for Baja, everything's overbuilt. And you just fish that thing as fast as you can. And we caught on a little deal. We fish wire down there just because sometimes you get rocked and, you know, you just want a chance. And I fish sometimes the tag end, I fish that titanium wire and I'll get a little small piece of the tag, and it'll kind of catch. What was happening was my bait was fouling from the wire, and I was just, you know, almost like skip jig style. I was like, oh, shoot. You know, I'd wind it as fast as I can back to the boat, but they started smoking it. Like, smoking it.
That's so,
you know,
rad.
Basically skip jig. And so, you know, after the third or fourth time, I'm like, okay, these aren't accidents. So we all started doing it, just rod tip up and burn them as fast as you can. And we're getting a smaller fish initially. All of a sudden, it just activated some bigger fish. So there's little triggers, and every time we go down there, we learn something.
That's so cool.
You know, we take the calico approach, but there's little things, just because they're a grouper, that you can, you know, enlist into your artillery, so to speak, and get creative. So fun, and I'm itching to go back down there.
Peace out. Yeah, that's cool.
I'll bet. Hey, how's the new gig with Salty Crew?
Oh, dude, it's so fun. You know, I mean, I had such a good run at AFCO, almost just shy of 12 years. Had an opportunity to go to Salty Crew and work with Jared and Hayden, you know, the whole crew. It's been a really good time. You know, ultimately, it's just, for me, it's fun to get in the mix with the surf industry and action sports. It's still fish, but also another side, a bigger, broader side of just, you know, the apparel business. We do some really fun things, man. You know, like, we just did a tatty drop. So we did a limited run of some surface iron jigs. A sink or swim jig set. We did the diesel green, kind of the OG throwback.
Yeah.
Little really limited drop a while back. We redid it, but working with Joey at Tatty, we found that if you take their standard mint and then hit it with that diesel green, you get this really bitchin', we call it wintergreen. Dwayne's wanted to put a black tail. I know a guy who likes black tails.
Yeah, you
know?
I was gonna say,
and it came out with black this really killer, this really killer satin matte finish, which was pretty unique. You know, and this really cool box, and just kind of has that. It's perfect for a gift for holidays,
yeah,
for yourself. You know, I say grab two, one for if you got a really good buddy, and one, you know, one for, yeah, yourself.
And they last run you did, they sold out instantly. Where can you find those?
Yeah, you know, at the moment, I think we have a few left. I know we were getting low, but you could get them on salty-crew.com.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those things, though. You kind of got to get them when they're there and then keep your eyes out going forward if you do any of those limited drops with Tatty. It's been a really cool little project working with Joey.
And the boys. To do that fun stuff like that, you better be Johnny on the spot because it goes so fast. But that's why. It's a limited thing. The last jigs that went, these jigs, the Padre stuff, anything that's like a unique, cool thing like that, if you get the word, jump on it right now. And they're really cool.
One other cool little apparel piece that's available right now is the Fisherman's Lining Tee. We brought them to Tackle Day. I know Ricky and the boys have them in the shop. That one's probably one of my favorite little ones, too, just growing up as a kid. You know, you go down to Fisherman's Lining, you see the big old sign. It was just kind of, for me, you know, that was always just like, I'm a kid from L.A., so you always see Fisherman's Landing. You get to go there, you see the sign. But that T-shirt has that original Fisherman's Landing art on it. Just cool little, just tied
back. Where that sign is?
We're super proud of that thing. It's the sign got bought by a company that does movie props, so a guy owns it somewhere. Wow. So it's like it's probably like somewhere like Nevada, you know, where it doesn't rain and it doesn't rust, and he buys signs. So one of these days, we're all going to be watching some Netflix movie, and we're gonna see a variation of that sign somewhere. But we're super proud of that shirt. It's a really cool Salty shirt. It's the old neon Marlin sign.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really, really, really rad. Very
classic
cool
stuff. Well, hey, Matt, great to hear from you. Keep up the good work, and good for you for getting out there after the kids go to bed.
That's so rad. See you, Matt.
Awesome, man.
That's a blast tonight. See you guys.
All right. Thanks.
See you, Matthew.
Hey, Matt in Yorba Linda writes, what is the percentage of calico bass that are kept proposed to release on your boat?
I'd say 90%. That's
90% release.
Release, yeah. Every now and then you'll you know, guys will want to keep a limit or a couple for tacos. I'm good with that.
I love your attitude towards that.
Anything over 3 pounds, we release. That's just my rule on the boat. You know, if you want to keep more, I mean, you only can keep five. You know, I don't count. I don't do crew limits, you know, so I don't have a problem with it. You know, I'll process them, put them in a nice bag, and you know, we'll take all. If you want to release them, you catch a good one, we'll take all the photos you want. I'll make you a hero on Instagram on my page for sure. I take pride in just, you know, honoring my guests that come out and get trophies. So, I don't have a problem with it. You have every right to, if you own a license, to take whatever you want, you know. Don't keep sharks because I don't like sticking my hands down their mouth. And we don't fish for 100-plus-pound tuna. They hurt too much.
I love it. That's cool.
You have a good one, Dan?
I do. It's from John in Mira Mesa. He says, my question is, do you pay attention to tides when you're outside the bay? Do tide swings play a part in your offshore and islands program, and how important are they when you are fishing in the harbor?
That's a great question because I continually look at my tide chart because it kind of – there's certain areas that fish really well at high tide. I can fish shallow in some areas, and there's some areas that fish really well at low tide. My thinking is the fish come up shallow at high tide and kind of work off the bank as the tide recedes, and then there'll be fish set up on the outside depending on where the bait, the current, et cetera, is. So, yeah, tide does make a difference on when and where I'm going to fish.
There you go. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Hills? Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk. Okay.
Hey, good morning, guys. My buddy Chob and I got to fish with Benny, and we had such a blast. And my question for Benny is, I'd really like to release fish. It feels good. And do you have any tricks for releasing if you get a big knothead under the boat? Can you like throw some baits off to the side and then release a bass on the other side? Because man, they are so hard to get away from.
A lot of times if there's a seal around, and because we've seen that happen at Clemente a lot, you'll have like 4 or 5 pounders and he'll eat one and he'll stand around. A lot of times we'll just throw it in the tank hills, keep them alive until we work up the beach or just get away from the seal and let them go up the beach. That's the only way. Otherwise, they think you're feeding them, and they will not leave. And you kind of have to run away from them pretty far to release your fish.
And they're just too good at getting them. Like, you do everything you can, try to give it a head start, and, you know, chuck the thing one way. They're just too good.
They sit under the boat just like you don't even see them, and then all of a sudden you throw it in there. It's in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. They are.
So you got to, put them in the bait tank, get away, and...
Yep, yeah, I have glue. There's a great 35. There's 70 gallons worth of live oil on that Camus, so we can fit. You know, biggest fish we fit in there's eight pounder in there, and he was happy.
That's
happy.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
It.
So brings in regulations. Mm-hmm. If you put a sub 14 inch bass in your bait tank just so you could release him, are you in violation?
Yes. You're in possession of a short bass.
So I just want to throw that out there. Wouldn't do it, but you know, it's like be cautious when you do that. And yes. I don't know that the officer would be sympathetic with. Well, I'm just trying to not feed it to the sea lion. I don't know whether they'd buy that.
Yeah, possession is possession.
Possession is possession. And they're just doing their job.
They're just doing their thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And another great text come through is from Chris. Benny, what is your favorite way to target extra large calico bass? Is it surface iron? Is it swim baits? Is it a big live bait? How do we catch a big one from Chris in San Marcos?
Luck number one. So Chris, San Marcos. Mm-hmm. Chris, here's the thing. I've had 4 clients catch 10s to 10 pounders, right? None of them, all the baits were on 5, 5.5-inch swim baits.
Wow.
Okay? One was on a 5-inch weedless. The other one was a swim jig, like 5-inch. The other one was on a 5-inch swim bait, 5.5-inch swim bait. Three of them were coastal.
Coastal?
One was at Clemente. And I've caught 2 over 10. One on the beach on a surface iron, one at Clemente on a surface iron.
Wow.
So... to catch a target, you have to put yourself in position, you know. Got to keep casting. You got to, there's a lot of little ones here, but you know what? The big ones are always around the little ones. Fish a little bit, maybe like instead of a 4-inch bait, maybe go to a 5 or 6 and just work through the little ones. I don't know. My guys were lucky. That's all I got to say is that luck is huge. I haven't seen anything over 8 this year, so I don't know. You know,
it's and at 10 is not a 10 until it's on the scale.
What did Benny Seacrest says? Don't weigh it, don't say it. Totally. Honestly, and I have a certified Boga grip and a digital scale just to verify.
What's the biggest one you've had on your boat?
On any of my boats was 10.8.
10-8. Wow, that's a giant calico.
Yeah, that's a fish
that
of a lifetime.
That fish is like 30, 40, 50
He's
years old.
He's probably close to 40 years old.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
They don't grow on trees, man. I mean, a five-pounder is a good one.
Yeah.
You know,
five-pounder fish is probably 15, 20
years
old.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
That's what makes those big ones so special, too. Yep. And exactly like you say, there is a reason. It's not a 10-pounder unless it's weighed, because that just cheapens all of the ones that really are. There's nothing wrong with a 9-pounder. That is a lifetime amazing fish.
Yeah. I had a guy had one like over 7, and he goes, oh, my gosh, that thing's over 10. I go, well, you know, I've seen a few, so I go, let's put on the scale and see. He was so bummed. The thing was like 7'6". He was so bummed. I go, dude,
that's a great giant fish.
Is that your pee? He goes, ah, but I thought it would. I go, 7'6" is a good fish.
It's a huge one.
This was local.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
That's pretty amazing. So. Hey, Mike in Corona says, a silver scampi was a hot bait when it came out in the late 70s.
There you go.
Remember those?
Oh, like that.
No doubt.
Silver scampi.
Silver scampi, yeah.
I mean, they're still pretty hot.
I like motor oil.
I immediately flashback. I love that question method. The two things that immediately popped in my mind were calico bass fishing. My old man loved fishing Magambos. And then in the bay, we fished like those spade tails on a scrounger head. You know, like motor oil spade tail scrounger was like our bay bass, our bay bass killer. That old stuff's pretty darn fun, man.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Cool. Hey, why don't we jump back into the phones and this time talk to Mike? He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Hey, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys. How you doing?
Hey,
I want to thank
Mike.
You very much and thank. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Scott from the Condor and Joel for providing me a day-and-a-half trip last week. That was super nice. I want to shout out to the Pescador. I went out there last week, deep water cod fishing with Ryan and David Choate, the cook. And we did real good on big reds out by Santa Barbara Island, and some kid caught like close to a 30-pound ling cod. So the Pescador in Redondo has a good operation going there. And I just wanted to say happy holidays to you guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Great That's call, a nice Mike. Call. Yeah, Mike. Congrats on the trip, man.
David Choate, the cook?
Yeah, how cool is that?
Really? I'll be darned.
pick a few little info nuggets while you're waiting for a killer burger or something like that?
Yeah, for sure.
Take that on.
Sure.
That's awesome.
Hey, Rich in Oceanside sent a little lengthy text, but I'm going to read it because it's a good one. Good morning, gents. Great show. Just want to express my gratitude to Benny. He donated a trip to Friends of Rollo, a.k.a. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. I was high up on the winner's list and had a choice of numerous long-range trips, El Salto, etc. My wife and I chose to fish with Benny. I was starstruck and amazed at how cordial and awesome and patient he was. We ended up fishing Catalina for 8 hours. We caught way too many bass, had a great time, and truly enjoyed ourselves. Again, just wanted to express my gratitude for his donating that trip and Friends of Rollo for the generous, kind personality. And yes, Benny, you have been super generous to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and other organizations, to CCA California, the whole thing, with donating your time and your expenses on that stuff. And it's pretty cool that he passed up a lot of good stuff to go fishing with Benny. And I totally get it, man.
We had such a fun. They're such a great couple. And, you know, I tell you, I'm so lucky. You know, I don't know how much longer I can do this, but I get to share the water in that time, you know, with somebody on a 26-foot boat all day. And sometimes I'm just so lucky to hang out with some of the best people. I know that they do a lot for a donation for, you know, for raffles and auctions and all that. So, but thank you. Thank you.
It's awesome.
Let's do it again. You guys are great.
Yeah. And how do we, if he wants to do it again or anybody that wants to go fishing with it, how do we do it?
They can do it a number of ways. They could DM me on Instagram, coastal_charters. They can go to my phone number, 310-779-0397. And they can go to the website and send a message at fishcoastalcharters.com.
Cool.
I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new fishing rod, a new Terramar 80 medium heavy, going to one lucky caller or texter. When we come back, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time. Okay, it is time to find out who's got themselves a brand new Terramar rod. Benny's going to do us the honor flipping that prize coin. And today we have a caller. Congratulations, Mike in Rosemead. You've got yourself a brand new Terramar medium heavy rod going to you directly from Shimano. You are so stoked.
Yeah, congratulations. And that'll get shipped right directly from Shimano for
That's
you.
That's it.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, Benny, for doing that. Such a great show. And lots of people really enjoyed the show today, and I know if you missed a part of it, go back and listen to it on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Adam will have the archives up there very, very shortly. So, again, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do we do it?
FishCoastalCharters.com is my website. 310-779-0397. And, of course, Instagram at Coastal_Charters and follow along. I need a few more likes to get over 10,000. So.
Hey.
Or, yeah.
Let's get them there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Big time. So fishcoastalcharters.com.
Yeah, that's my website. And then Instagram is coastal_charters.
Okay, coastal_charters. Yep. All right, Benny. Such a great option. And you do half-day, three-quarter-day, full-day trips?
Yep.
Whatever. Your custom design one
custom
for
design.
Kids.
Kids, yep.
All the Shimano gears provided.
Casting.
All the Apco clothing.
Yep. Yep. Keep them nice and dry. Yep. We'll drink them, and all you have to do is bring a lunch and snack, and that's about it.
And you provide everything else.
Yeah, I try to provide biting fish.
Yeah, can you work that out?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, with or without Ben Ames.
That's it. Well, thanks for having me. It was a great
Benny,
time.
Always a pleasure. Yeah, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You guys, too.
I have to say a very quick good morning to Wyatt, too.
Yeah, hi, Wyatt.
Good morning, buddy.
Hi, Wyatt. Watching us on YouTube
Facebook Live.
Yeah, on Facebook Live. Great. Hey, and thanks a lot to Danny for manning the phones there today. Appreciate what he's done at Sports Grid there. And, of course, Adam, all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. I'm going to step out for a couple days. I'm headed for a little warmer climate down there to go surf and Ziwatineo for a couple days. And Ricky and Corey and Brandon will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. That's going to be a great show. Man, that's going to be a great show. Triple co-host there for them.
A lot of tackle tips. Bring your pen and take your notes. It's going to be a fun one.
For sure. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here. Okay, 1 minute now. So we still have a little bit of time there.
I want to say, dude, fire your questions away because it's really fun having Brandon in there too.
Yeah.
Very unique. You know, a lot of background, a lot of fishing, a lot of surface iron knowledge between him and Corey. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're certainly looking forward to that one tomorrow.
A lot of knowledge in one room for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's going to be good. And whether it be surface iron, plastics.
Yeah, have the master Corey.
Yeah, master Corey talking plastics.
Yeah,
it'll
be fun.
For sure. That's going to be a good one. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here. Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube and Facebook Live, and, of course, always on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.